This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 20th of April. As mentioned previously, AREG now has a 2-metre repeater operational from the VK5 RSB Summertown site. This repeater is on 147.175 MHz, with a positive 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz access tone. In recent days, works were performed up at the site, including replacing the 2-metre antenna and moving it higher up the tower, and also tweaking the repeater's audio. AREG's IRLP node will eventually be moved to the 2-metre repeater as part of the changes at the site as well. This repeater should provide excellent coverage for Adelaide and the surrounding areas. Please give the repeater a go and let us know how it's working for you by emailing us at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Other changes planned for the site include the installation of an APRS digipeater donated by Nathan, VK5OG, and the move of the central SA linked repeater network hub to the site. We'll keep you up to date with these as they happen. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of May at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening at 7pm. We're still finalising the presentation topic for this meeting, so keep an eye out on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for updates as we get closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD. Put down those hot cross buns and listen to the North East Radio Club news. There's some really great news this week. The North East Radio Club will be conducting a monthly amateur technical segment on the VK5RHO repeater. This will be on the last Sunday of each month at 3:30pm, and the first of these technical segments will be on next Sunday, the 27th of April, and the subject will be the achievements of Guglielmo Marconi and his contributions to radio communications. At the conclusion of the presentation, there will be a callback and questions and comments can be discussed. So don't miss the amateur technical segment on next Sunday, the 27th of April at 3:30pm on 146.850 MHz with the 91.5 Hz tone. Now the next technical meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on next Friday, the 25th of April. And Graham, VK5GM, will be giving a presentation on the principles and uses of amplifiers. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall around 7:30pm for a 7:30pm start, and the usual tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. And, what's happened to my Easter eggs? I think Salunchalot has come and pinched them. I'll have to go out and get some more. Never mind. Stay negative, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Hi, this is Graham, VK5GN. The VK5IHO repeater team will be transmitting our first amateur technical segment at 3:30pm on Sunday, the 27th of April. It is hoped to continue these segments on the last Sunday of each month. Like the WIA, we will ask for a call back and then call you back for comments. Please support the new endeavour.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of WISA Australia and its committee. The committee of WISA Australia would like to wish all of our wonderful volunteers, their families and the general amateur radio community a happy and safe Easter period, and may you spend some time with your family and friends over this period, and may the bunny be with you and your family. The Wison SA AGM and social get-together will be held on Saturday, 3rd of May 2025 at 10 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Annisamy, North Goonoo. The meeting will also be televised live via Zoom via Arno, VK5ZAR, for those members who are unable to attend in person and who do not wish to miss out on the day. The day will finish off with free complimentary barbecue, sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day, or perhaps you might like to contribute to the organisation by becoming a committee member by South Australia Incorporated, and we look forward to your nomination prior to the meeting or on the day. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board with this fun, innovative, committed team of ham radio operators and have some fun playing ham radio. While South Australia Incorporated is assisting with the Anzac Day Youth Vigil for 2025 by providing handheld transceivers to the young people and organisers of the Anzac Day Youth Vigil at Morpher Vale, so that the young people who are providing and participating in the overnight vigil can have a safe and secure environment for them, with the safety utilising transceivers for a safety net over the Anzac Day Youth Vigil period. The transceivers and use of are provided free of charge to the McLaren Vale RSL and the organisers of the event as part of the community engagement policy within West South Australia. Next week, the Shannons Rally of the Heartland is being held over the weekend of 25th to the 27th of April 2025 up at Burren Surrounds in the mid-north of the state. The band of exceptional highly skilled ham radio operators and volunteers from West South Australia Incorporated who are providing radio communications, logging, logistics and manning SOS points. The committee of West South Australia cannot thank our wonderful volunteers enough who provide such professionalism and skills for this event. The organisers of the rally have stated they could not run this rally without the exceptional West South SA volunteers with their dedication, professionalism and skills that provide an exceptional radio communication and backup support network. A fuel financial subsidy provided to all of our exceptional and dedicated volunteers who donate their time and skills for the benefit of the community and volunteer at the Shannons Rally of the Heartland following the event. A note for your diaries, don't forget on Sunday the 4th of May, the YCSA Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeating Network. And we look forward to chatting to you all on the net on Sunday the 4th of May at 2000 hours. This has been David VK5LSB and on behalf of the YCSA Australian Committee saying thank you for listening and looking forward to seeing you all at our Wyson SA AGM on Saturday the 3rd of May 2025 at 10 a.m. with doors opening at 9:30 a.m. down at the Scout Centre of Adventures Activities at Annisamy, Goonoog North. Stay safe, 73, and happy Easter all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Our Thursday informal coffee gatherings continue to be very popular, with several regular attendees being members who no longer wish to attend the more formal evening meetings. We have been getting the same sort of numbers as we see at a well-attended business meeting. Our activity nights have been very well attended of late as well, with almost standing room only for a couple of them. The attendance level at these seems to be dictated by what topics are scheduled. Hopefully, we can keep the topics sufficiently interesting to keep drawing a good number along. As last Friday was Good Friday, we held our April business meeting on the Thursday night. Normally, we would have postponed the meeting by 1 week, but that would have placed it on Anzac Day, which we felt would have been a no-no. We have just received a new batch of club safety vests, and very smart they are. The vests are high-vis yellow with the reflective strips, and the word South East Radio Group is emblazoned across the shoulder area on the back, with event communications written under that, all in black letters. A number of members have had their name and call sign placed on the left front. The club paid for the vests and the back lettering, while members paid for their name and call signs on the front. With all of us sporting identical vests, it makes our presence at events such as Generations in Jazz and the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb look a lot more professional. Don't forget our 2025 annual convention. The Australian Fox Hunting Champions will kick off on the Saturday the 7th of June and will finish on Sunday the 8th in the early afternoon, while the convention itself will be on the Sunday only. With many tables of new and second-hand equipment, there will be plenty for you to drool over, and the home brew competition will again be a feature. Consider entering one of your pet projects for a chance to win good prizes. There will be a guest speaker and, of course, the famous Sunday night dinner. Book your accommodation now, as the Mount is a very busy place on that weekend. Full details are available on our website at serge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serg.org.au. Once there, click on the conventions heading and then 2025. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.